Welcome to Sprofcast, the English language Sprof Gabano podcast that nobody asked for. My name's David.
And I didn't know we were starting there, but that's good.
Yes. Are you ready? Are you psyched for this?
I've had a couple of beers before the podcast by popular demand.
I don't want to say we're doing this for Mike, but he did mention that basically he messaged us and said, can you give Sam a few pints before every podcast?
And I've had a few of porters from Poland because there's a beer festival in the central square.
Yeah, so. While I was busy doing late work that I was supposed to do, Sam was off beer festivaling, which is fine. I mean, He brought us beer of the podcast beers. So yeah. We're having two.
We're having two, and they're very interesting. I feel all be revealed later.
Yeah, it's mainly because it's going to be a lot of football. We don't have any other stuff. We don't have any station jingles, and we don't have any Rabbits review. So we're going to break it up a little bit with beer of the podcast. We've got hot or not, as normal. But yeah, we've got, again, a lot to get through. So shall we do...
Let's just get right into it.
Okay. So we're going to start with a game, home to Pardubice. So this was a couple of weeks ago, and satisfying, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It wasn't a couple of weeks ago. It was last Wednesday.
Yeah, it feels like it a lot longer ago than that. Well,
that'll be revealed later on why it feels like that. But I like a midweek game, actually. We've not had one for a long time.
Yeah, they're pretty convenient. 6 o'clock on a Wednesday,
six o'clock, and the league loves a 5 o'clock on a Wednesday sometimes. Yeah. So... pretty pleased it was a 6, so we can all get out of work. We got a couple of beers in beforehand, which was nice.
We did, yeah.
Yeah, it worked out rather well.
It was very good. Spoilers, we won 3-1 with a lovely team playing a lovely shape with all the lovely players in the lovely positions they were supposed to be. And good Lord, it worked.
I'm going to let you do most of the speaking on this bit because I know I'm going to be speaking a lot later on, much to the chagrin of most of everyone who's had to listen to me drunkenly ramble through things. But I just want to use two words, yes. Ultimate team.
Ultimate team, indeed. I'm going to give you the full lineup now, actually. Halorska in goal. Is Juraj Kotula an ultimate fullback, because we hadn't seen him before. This was his debut. So that's the one anomaly. Let's say we got this kid in the January transfer window. He's 23, fullback. We hadn't seen him before. He played a few reserve games, but he came in. He looked very good, didn't he?
Right. Looked all right. Yeah. I thought. Yeah. To be honest, I think down that side he didn't look particularly. He wasn't particularly.
He wasn't
busy.
Bothered. Yeah. He wasn't bothered that much.
I think most of the stuff. Pardubice came to the centre and to the right, but you'll complete that back four.
Yeah. So it was Halorska and goal, as I said. Then Juraj Kotula. Look, you've grabbed my shoulder.
Like, I mean, you're right. You're going to name the second defender, right?
Yes.
It's not going to be Ladislav Krejci.
It's not. I know. Shock and awe.
My word.
Ladislav Krejci did not start in centre defence. Guess who? Lukasz Frasztyl, actual central defender.
A central defender.
Started in central defence alongside Lukasz Krzysztofek, another central defender.
To be fair, he's always there.
Well,
so
yeah.
Fine.
But like in that weird back three, he was always there, along with Pavel the Iceman. Midfield, Szczepanowski on one side, Szumbera on the other, Barish, an actual central midfielder, Ladislav Krejci, an actual central midfield.
Stunned.
There he is. And actual striker, Michal Škoda, along with actual top scorer, Lukasz Magiera. Solid.
You might even say that that's close to the preferred 4-4-2.
It is. It sort of was, basically. I mean, apart from Kovar scoring against us, which actually both of us missed because it came out of absolutely nothing.
I was told it was actually quite a well-worked goal from the corner. It was a sort of short and then it was sort of drifted and then it got...
It wasn't really.
Well, in the sense that there was a sort of the corner and then it was, I think it was short and it was sort of drifted into that sort of searching area of the back post and it was just misjudged by absolutely everybody.
No.
Was it really?
I don't know what you were watching. I watched the video back today.
Was there a video back?
Yeah.
I didn't find it.
No, it was junk.
Was this on Zbrovka TV?
It was, but not on the website. I Put it up. You just had to Google it. But it was junk.
Okay.
It was basically a bit of confusion in our back lines. The ball comes out to what was the furthest post away from us, and Kovar, at a very, very, very sort of flat angle, toe pokes it. It squirms under Haluska and finds its way in. It wasn't a good goal.
That sort of near that back post.
Yeah,
from distance. Yeah. I feel that this might be a theme.
It just it was a pretty crappy goal. Anyway, we scored three lovely goals actually. The first one was Mikhail Škoda, a ball through diagonally from the left, and one of those shots that is sort of, you know, hit with the instep under the goalkeeper, pings off the far post as it goes in. It was a lovely hit, wasn't it?
Like
it was just sweet as a nut all the way through, sort of under, dunk, in it went.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, it was really nice. Then Kovar scores for Pardubice, and then your actual midfielder, Ladia Krejci, pops up because there's a cross from the left. All Pardubice's defenders are basically concentrating on Magera and Škoda.
Yes.
And Krejci comes absolutely skrunking in and plants a very firm header into Pardubice's net.
And this is the argument about why he should actually be in there, because Krejci, at the start of the season, when he was playing in this preferred position with Barış, must be said, was getting some goals, was getting goals in there, was making searching, like, as an attack-minded central midfielder. He's not a centre-back. And it's, you know, it works out really well when he's in this position. Happy birthday as well, Ladia. 20 years old, I think, now.
Yeah, 20th birthday last week.
And, you know, caps off, you know, that week with a goal,
which is
really good.
Yeah.
But I think the most important thing to put there is actually that usually when we concede, heads go down a bit. I think that changes a little bit when we're at home. And I was really impressed with the fact that we, not almost immediately, but I think it was 10 minutes or something like that between the goals.
Yeah, it was...
We were just pressing.
Yeah, it was, if I can look at my sort of statistics there. Yeah, 36 minutes, Kovar scores, and then on 42, Krejci gets it just before half-time.
Yeah.
Which is lovely stuff. And then, basically, the second half, they don't have a sniff. It's it's pretty much all us. Magera has one of those left-footed free kicks where, as soon as the free kick went down, I said, Magera's having this, because he scored a lovely one against Vitkovica from basically the same position earlier in the season. Brings a very good save out of Ljetáček, who is unsighted because of the wall. Does very well. Step has a penalty shout turned down, which looked, from what I remember, looked a penalty. But, you know, what I think one of those, you've seen them given, he was running away from goal.
Oh,
and he was sort of bundled, and it wasn't, you know, it was clumsy, but, you know. And then they bring on Tondorusek. Magera goes off in the 63rd minute. And 5 minutes later, Rusek scores. He comes on. He looked well up for it. And his goal was all him.
Yeah, it's a nice finish.
A part of it's a defender. Gets the ball 35 yards out. Hesitates. Rusek is on him. Grabs the ball off him. Thunders forward, shrugs off somebody else, and just powers a shot as hard as he can underneath Ljetáček, and it's basically all over with 20 minutes to go.
It's the goal of the game for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Wonderful. I mean, you know, wonderful scenes as well, actually, on a lovely day in Brno.
Yeah.
What has to be said as well was a really impressive turnout for a Wednesday night as well.
3,000 nearly.
I mean, like, that's, I don't know why, but it seems like a really positive, thing. Nice day, go out, you know, you finish work, go watch a game of football, you know, before you go home.
Exactly.
And that's what we, you know, we should be selling to, you know, the people of Brno. It was a very entertaining game, I thought. I thought we were in complete control. I think the most one of the most complete performances that we've had this season.
I think the most. From 0 to 90, I enjoyed every single minute of it. I thought they were great.
Yeah.
I really did. I thought they were fabulously good.
And this is, yeah, I mean, because this is a team, like, Pardubice are a good team. Pardubice are a team that have ambitions, I would say, to get into the first league in the next 3 or 4 years or so. And, you know, this is not a, we're going to 4-0 or you know, 6-0 horse a team, you know.
Horse part of it, sir.
Didn't mean it.
There you go.
But this is not one of these ones where you go out and then you just, you know, you horse Zizkov 6-0.
Yeah.
You know, it was one that we were looking to it in the last podcast, being like, this will be a tough game. They're a good team. They score a lot. Like, let's see how we do. And I thought we were just a class above.
Yeah. This, to me, was one of the few games we won. Like, when I say we won that game. We bossed that game from beginning to end, and that is lovely to see. Okay, we're going to look at a team we are playing this Sunday evening, I think.
Yes, Sunday at 6?
Yes, I think it is. Put it in the SC's Neumo, the Pickle Boys.
The Pickle Boys.
The Pickle Boys, Okurkatsi.
A disappointing season for the South Moravians, I would say, who were kind of mid-reaching upper in the second league.
They were pretty solid, solid.
And they're not out of the woods yet at the bottom. They were, if you remember, earlier on in the season, rock bottom for a while, but they were picking up and they were getting some good results. And basically, they're a very up and down team. So they do things like annihilate Chrudim 6-1, which they did a few weeks ago. But you know, we'll lose 5-1 away to Prostějov, and they'll the last game I think was a 5-2 reversal at Česká Budějovice, who we know are the champions. Very up and down team. They're 13th in the league and they're 3 points away from Taborsko, who are in the last relegation spot.
Right.
I think we all agree that Viktoria Žižkov are
dead.
Dead
pretty
and
much,
gone.
Yeah.
And they've got a better goal difference than Taborsko as well. They're and they're two ahead of Chrudim. So it's a really tight at the bottom still.
It is.
And remember, there's 6 games to go. So
anything can happen in
anything
the next
can
half
happen
hour.
And they've been doing their decent transfer activity where they've signed about 8 players or whatever.
Yeah.
And we've recorded this before, and I was drunk and rambling, so I'm going to do an abbreviation of what I think the most important players are at this point.
You see, I was gonna just seamlessly mold that in, but seeing as you said that, okay, that's fine.
No, I think so, because I think there's actually 3 or 4 players that are actually really important, where a couple are going to be bit ones. And the first one I want to talk about is Derek Mensah, who's a Ghanaian centre midfielder. He's more of a defensive player, but he was released by Donav Rusya from...
Yes.
I think the second tier in Bulgaria, the first tier, but what makes me think he's going to be an important player is he has experience at Banik Ostrava, Karvina, well. So he knows what's going to happen. You have a couple of loans from places like Slovatsko and I think the Viktorka under 21s. But I think that what they're looking for is basically certain good centre forwards, and they've been trying to get a couple. They've got Dominic Kunsa from Rosjun Borok on a loan, but they've also got a traditional centre forward in Alex Kofor, who has been released since last summer after playing for Liège in the Belgian second tier. You know why, David?
Right, because they went bust.
They went bust, so they've
and
got
also,
that.
And also, Alex, not, when I was thinking about this before, not Joel Osakevor, because I got sort of excited he might have been former Arsenal forward Joel
that
Osakevor.
Would be amazing.
He's not. That would have been brilliant.
The one player that we have to get excited about, I think, is Drew Connor, who we've not really seen at this, a player of that sort of level, or this sort of background, let's say, in this league before, because he's a right back. He's known to play in more advanced positions. He's basically a Pavel Iceman on the different side, I think is how his game goes. And he was released by the Chicago Fire of Major League Soccer.
It's like it's on fire.
And he's been plagued by injuries. I think calf and some thigh muscle issues. But he's played in Major League Soccer. And I don't think I can think of any other like player on Major League Soccer being in the Czech League, let alone the Czech Second League, David.
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting and brave move, because the MLS is not, you know, the kind of sort of, you know, take them around the back and, you know, let them graze in pastures field it once was. You know, it's a decent standard of league. And to have somebody at the age of 24, I think he is, who should be, you know, basically approaching his prime, take the plunge and come over here is a very brave move, and something I really respect him for, and I would really like to see him play.
So. Absolutely. We've also actually reached out to Mr. Corner on social media.
Yeah.
And
Drew, mate, come and talk to us, man.
And we're hopeful that we'll be able to speak with him about his, especially as a native English speaker from a sort of a Western background.
Yeah.
As much as we can call ourselves from that, I guess. Like how they settle in and how they adapt to life, especially not in a city, but in somewhere like Znojmo, and with a Czech, basically a Czech squad.
Yeah.
I'd be really interested speaking to him.
If that doesn't happen, ignore this shout out that we gave.
Absolutely. I'll finish very quickly, actually, because we didn't talk about this, actually, but what we think might happen in the game on Sunday.
Right, yes. I think we'll win because we're at home.
Yeah.
And we're decent. I'm going to go 2-0.
That's good. Would you be advocating the same sort of team as we put out earlier on? Like, for example, against Pardubice?
I would, yes.
Fantastic.
I would.
And we agree. We all agree.
Right, we're going to get one thing in before we go on to any other nonsense, which is instead of going to see Tabor, we went to see Pudrini FC.
Start!
Start, Bono!
Watching a former royal back, dragon is arse around, it must be start!
That's apparently not an instruction, it's the name of the club. Mainly in the hope of seeing Petr Švancara drag his mighty arse around the pitch, and we were not disappointed.
And he did, because he got half an hour.
Yeah, he got half an hour of swan diving about and yelling at people.
My favourite bit of the whole game was when he took the corner.
Yes.
He played it right back to, I think, a midfielder or whatever, who then passed it immediately back to Švancara, who was in the corner and then was automatically played offside.
Miles offside because he hadn't been bothered to move.
That was good. I like the setup of that club. I didn't think it would be anywhere near as professional as I thought it would be.
Yep, nice little, I want to say ground, but like bit. Like, bit.
One stand special. I mean, one 100-seater stand special.
Yep, they had a tiny ultras section. Remember that?
I mean, one man and a drum.
One guy with a megaphone and a drum. It was, all right, Dad. Jesus, like, it was very
the only song being Star Chat C. Dotoho.
Yeah. Although, like, behind one end, there were, like, sort of beer tables there, and there was a good bar and
that
stuff.
Good.
And they had the, like, big metal thing with, like, sort of smoked klobasa in there, so that was nice as well.
Special shout out to what you pointed out to me before the match, then we realised at the match, which was Himna Start Brno.
Oh god, yeah. For some reason, the club has like a club song, basically, which they play before each game to the tune of Ode to Joy, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not going to repeat the lyrics here, and not only because I don't remember them, but also because it was just cringingly awful.
Is this our chance to get more followers by just mentioning hashtag FBPU?
FBPU?
Follow back pro EU. Like this whole thing on Twitter, where everyone in their name has follow back pro EU.
Right, because it's the FBPE, EU anthem.
Yeah,
it's the EU anthem, isn't it? Ode to Joy, of course. Yes. How silly of me. Anyway, TJ Start, Bono clearly remainers, and they drew 1-1, and I got very cold.
Yes, you did.
That's it. So, another place we went, apart from TJ Start Brno, was, well, we went to fucking Varnsdorf, didn't we?
And it was a journey.
It certainly was a journey. 6 hours there, three trains, and a corresponding 6 hours back again.
And fair play to Český dráhy, because everything was absolutely bang on time.
Yep.
And just compared with the journey from Česká Budějovice, which was one train, it was far more enjoyable, I thought.
It was, yes. We got up there and we were met with this, and I will quote from an interview with Zbrojovka manager Pavel Šuster given after the game.
Nice.
We didn't turn up. We reacted late to everything. Both goals were our mistakes. There was no pace, no aggression, no plan. The second half we managed to get forward more and put a bit of pressure on, but still produced nothing. Overall, our performance was not up to scratch. It was a bad game. I'm sorry for the fans because we try and play football for them. They travelled across the country and today we didn't perform in a way worthy of them. I feel like we failed both the fans and the club.
That is my feelings quite succinctly put. I love the fact that both of us have come, and we don't plan our analysis before this by any means. Like, we just turn up with what we have.
Yeah.
I have a quote as well.
Go on.
Which I think is a bit more light than that, but I think sums up the game also quite well. And this is from the official fan club, OS Borovatsi.
I think I might have the same quote.
Is it this one? When Varnsdorf scored their first goal.
They celebrated like they'd won.
Varnsdorf, who are known to have a 0-0 in them, celebrate as if they'd won the Bundesliga.
Yeah, I found the same quote. Yeah,
I love that quote.
Well, you know, we were basically in Germany as well.
It was...
So.
That... I had more entertainment out of that quote than I had in the whole 90 minutes in Varnsdorf.
That's true.
But I want to also put on record how I thought that the setup, even though for a team like Varnsdorf, who are, let's be honest, kind of ditties, and they have this sort of one stand sort of stadium or whatever, I think that the treatment of away fans and the setup they have at the club was absolutely outstanding.
It was.
And one of the best actual match day experiences that I've had on the road with Zbrojovka.
Yeah.
There was no real segregation in the sense there wasn't an away area.
Yeah. So going on to the game, I've got another quote from Schuster here, which I think is completely unfair, because we played basically a totally unchanged lineup apart from Sedlak replaced Krejci, who was injured, and Rusek replaced Magera, who was injured in the warm up. Schuster also said, other players got a chance, and unfortunately, they didn't take them. Really? Right, Sedlak came in for Krejci, okay, and Rusek came in for Magera after the warm-up, not expecting to start.
Yeah.
Those were the only two changes, and to blame players coming in and not doing their job is a bit rich, considering the whole team looked like they'd never met each other, despite the fact it was basically an unchanged lineup from the previous week.
It was weird in the sense that then, because I put this on the Twitter... on that day, that I put the team lineup, and then it was like, oh, actually, looks like Magera's not playing. Magera then came on later, so I don't actually know what happened there.
No, I don't know, but I mean, he was definitely listed. But yeah, anyway, what happened basically was
nothing.
Well, I mean, they scored. Patrick Schoen smacked the crossbar on the 70th. On the 7th minute. And in the 8th minute, Adam Ondrášek scored from a corner. We sort of huffed and puffed. Varnsdorf had the best chance in the first half because Bojan Djordjic, not that one, not former Man United and Football Manager legend Bojan Djordjic, but a different Bojan Djordjic, had a go in the 24th minute. And the entire first half, basically, we reduced to a single effort from Michal Škoda, which was sort of flumped over the bar. Stepanovski was having a fucking nightmare.
Absolutely.
There was no pace to the game, no communication. And it was night and day from what we'd seen against Pardubice. The second half, we brought on Robert Bartolomeu for Stepanovski, which was, you know, that was, you know, Stepanovski, that was taking him off, taking him round the back and shooting him in the head, frankly. Bartolomeu came on for him. Sedlak went off from midfield and Magera came on to make a front three. But the only efforts we had were sort of headed efforts from crosses, but even those crosses were kind of lazily lofted in with no pace, no direction, no power, which meant, you know, Maggie had to leap up, generate direction and power himself, and again, they plopped tamely over the crossbar. It was completely, like... And then, like, I mean, Schoen nearly got another one. Haluska came out to meet it. And in the end, Varnsdorf break in the 91st minute and Ondra Kotorek smashes the ball into the roof of the goal for 2-0. The problem I have was that teams come to our place knowing that they can get a point by frustrating us because they know we don't have a great number of plans, right? We've seen a lot of smaller teams come and really frustrate us where we scraped 1-0s or had 0-0s because they kind of know, let Sporavka keep the ball. On a break, you just might be able to nick something because they don't have a lot of plans in their locker. But it's very, very strange to see a game that can only be described as a smash-and-grab victory for the home team. Because that's almost exactly what it was. They let us have the ball for almost the entire game. Both of their goals came on breaks. And it's also frustrating to know that actually, seeing as how we played, they probably deserved it.
I don't know if I agree with that. No, I think that actually, at least in the first half, I thought Varnsdorf were on top for the entire 45 minutes. We had a bunch of chances as well. I'll say, along with your correct assertion that Stepanovski had a terrible game, Iceman had an absolutely howling game.
Yeah.
As well. And these are the two players that you usually depend upon to put crosses in, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think that Varnsdorf had a host of chances, particularly in the first, which were either, you know,
in
sort
the first
of cleared
sort of
or parried.
10, 15 minutes they did, yeah.
And I think we were better in the second half, but better in the sense of, like, worse than nothing. Like,
well, I
we
mean,
still didn't
we
create
were, we
enough.
Were less crap.
I mean,
that's all yeah. you can say. We were less crap in the second half.
I mean, my idea of a smash and grab is kind of being under the cosh. I mean, for most of the game, and then just sort of nicking it in the end. I felt that after about half an hour gone that we were never going to get anything out of this.
But what I mean is, possession-wise, mm-hmm. if you look at the stats for that, they were under the cross. They didn't have anywhere near the amount of the ball that we did. However,
sure,
when they did, they were on it. They were incisive, their counter-attacking was great, they hit the bar, they hit the post. Like, to me, it was a smash-and-grab home win that they thoroughly, thoroughly deserved because we were dreck.
Actually, yeah, I've just, after hearing that, I've sort of changed already because you're actually right that after they scored the first, they did park the bus as well.
Yeah,
you're correct.
But when they broke, they looked sharp,
yes,
didn't they? They looked incisive and they looked sharp.
If only that, you know, games were won by possession, I think we would be challenging Ceska Budějovice.
Mate, we'd be top of the league by a bloody mile at this point.
But, like, it wasn't all bad news. No, it was all bad news. The sausage was good. Kielbasa was okay. It's that time of the podcast that everyone looks forward to. Well, that me and David look forward to. It's
Beer of the Podcast,
part one.
Okay, and today, because we are, well, we're going to preview us playing Hradec Králové in a little minute. We have got Jednáska Klenot from the municipal brewery in Hradec Králové. It is a ruby ale, Sam, is it not? Hence the name Klenot. Klenot means jewel.
Oh, I mean, it's a very fancy name for a polotmavé, which is basically a half and half.
It's a half and half,
isn't it? Before political correctness used to call a black and tan, like a
maybe
dark
you,
one.
Maybe
and
you
a...
did.
Okay.
I'm not going to. Right. We might as well just dive straight in. Bear in mind, we have been drinking Litovel before this, which you said was very bitter. You didn't like it.
I mean, this is maybe because I was drinking porter before it as well.
Yeah,
like, I got
it's kind
a bitter
of a shocker
notes on it. But you were drinking...
Well, I was drinking Pilsner because somebody left it in my fridge beforehand.
And I find Pilsner incredibly sweet. So
I just don't like it very much.
I think it's an interesting contrast in taste that we might have in beers as well.
I mean, you don't like the old craft, you know, IPAs and stuff, do you?
No, so. I'm definitely a stouts and a porters and a,
yeah,
that
I'm
sort
very
of
much
guy.
Not. Anyway, let's see if the Politmarvik, if the half and half... makes us both happy. So, chin chin.
Chin chin. For all the Scots listening to this, it looks very much poured like a Tennent's, McEwen's export.
Okay, well, here we go. Hmm.
And I enjoy a Politmarvik, and I enjoy this.
Yeah.
It's got... Sorry, David.
No. It's got that sweet smell to it. It's a slightly... Almost sort of syrupy smell. It goes to the back of your mouth really nicely, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's like true.
The sort of toffee.
Yeah.
Toffee feel to it.
I get, actually, when you're first drinking it, I get a bitterness, which then goes into not a toffiness more, but a fruitiness, I think, as well. Let me...
No, I'm definitely toffee.
I'll jump back in.
All right, you go. That's... Again, I'm going to fill this dead air. La 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 la
yeah.
la la.
But it's like a burnt caramel almost.
Yeah,
sort of
yeah, I get that.
I like that because I like the mix. I like the mixed beers on offer in this country.
It's a very, it's almost Christmassy in a way. You know, you'd have that in a pub. You know, around a roaring fire in December. I think
that's true. One thing I'll also add to this as well, because I actually bought this less than. An hour and a half ago, actually, at the beer fair in the middle of Brno, and I think on the bottle as well, it's got a best before something like the 25th of May or something along the lines. It actually tastes fresh. It tastes like a fresh barrel.
Yeah,
it tastes like a beer that you would order at a bar, and then it would come to you. You'd expect to have that sort of crispness.
Yeah.
Which I think is a really major plus for it. And it's about time we had a beer on Beer of the Podcast
something
that had some flavour.
You know? Sam, are you ready for some hot?
Or not?
That's right. I was waiting for you to finish that, but there it is. Hot or not, Sam?
Yeah, this is the part of the podcast where we decide something in Czech or even world football at times is either hot, as in positive, or
by contrast, not so hot.
Quite a negative idea.
Indeed. So I've got a first hot, and my first hot is the good people of Varnsdorf.
Fantastic, and this is why you were giving me the shaky hands.
Yeah, the stop talking about the people of Varnsdorf, because
I was going to talk about the stadium. But
either way, we went to Varnsdorf, and we didn't necessarily think anything good was going to come of it, because it's
absolutely
a small town in sort of North Bohemia, right on the German border. And every single one person we met from the pension where we stayed, shout out to Anna, the daughter of the woman who owned it, who was very nice, brought us beers when we checked in and everything. And then we decided to walk to the stadium, didn't realise how far it was, but about 10 minutes into the walk, we were stopped by a young guy driving a VW Golf who saw our jerseys and said, "Are you going to the stadium? Would you like a lift?" And we said, "Yes, thank you very much." And he took us on a short tour of the town on the way to the ground, which is very nice as well, all the way to the fact that you get to the stadium and there is no security. I think we've had more security at like local Brno games.
Yeah.
Everyone was in one stand and it was just a very friendly atmosphere and everything was very cool.
Yeah.
To the point where we were also given a lift up to the brewery where we bumped into a colleague of yours who just happened to be there at the time.
Yeah, like, a colleague of mine who's from Varnsdorf but works in the Ihlava office of my company and who I knew from a team building. So,
yeah, so
shout out Robert. Hello there.
Just everyone we were... Like, even even having pre-match pints, once we got to the ground, there's a small pub there, which was a mix of Sprovka fans and Varnsdorf fans, and everyone was just cool. And they were really nice.
Yeah.
It was surprisingly lovely, actually.
Yeah, I thought it was
really, really convivial.
Yeah. A credit to their area as well.
Absolutely, like,
absolutely no ass or anything. And I think that aside from the 12-year-olds in our support who wanted to try and pull up
assholes.
Parts of the wayside or whatever, everyone realised that this is a nice thing and we should, like, respect it. Even the guy who's on the tannoy, you know, was like, you know, doing the teams or whatever, is like a hoi bernyatsi and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It was all very convivial, and they are it's hard to root against Varnsdorf. You know, a good team who have a local backing and who just want to, you know, watch football.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing.
Yeah, I think. Do you have a hot there?
I do have a hot.
So what's your hot there, Sam?
My first hot is that the Drake curse comes to the Czech Republic.
Yes, the Drake curse is it really a thing?
So I think it's really a thing. The Drake curse, if anyone knows about the Drake curse, it's basically footballers getting photographed with hip-hop icon rapper...
And also Duck.
D-Rake.
Yeah.
September's finest. And their team basically loses since they've been photoed with him. When we beat Pardubice, I might have tweeted at FC Hradec Králové using a meme, which was, you know, the Czech, the Drake likes and the Drake doesn't like.
Yeah.
And it might have had the Drake likes as Borovka being third. And to their credit, the social media team at FC Hradec Králové was, dude, you better watch what you're doing with that meme, because it was the Drake thing. And lo and behold, we were fucking trash against Varnsdorf. And now guess who's back in third?
Sweet, sweet irony, Hradec Králové.
Hradec Králové. So it seems that the Drake curse works. And shout out to the social media team of FC Hradec Králové for not just blocking me, but also just being like, you're an arsehole on Twitter, which I am.
I'm going to give you a not.
Good.
His Prosteos disciplinary record.
Oh, that's a good one. Tell me more.
They now lead the way in team bookings, most yellow cards for one player, and most red cards for one player. Basically,
oh, fantastic.
Basically, however you count bookings, Prosteos are winning. Martin Suss, most yellow former Bono centre half,
yes.
Martin Suss.
Yes.
Leading most yellow cards for one player, 10, I believe. And Tomáš Janíček, 2 red cards this season. Mm-hmm. And they're leading the way in most team bookings
Is getting almost better than 1 yellow per 2 games.
Basically, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Without having been sent off this year as well.
He's
picking his battles.
That's fantastic.
All right, give me a knot.
Okay, my first knot is Pardubice City Council, who have rejected a proposal to renovate the Letný Stadion.
Right, okay, yeah.
So right now, FK Pardubice, who play in Podvinice, but the other ground in Pardubice, which is used by now a bunch of like Diddy teams and an American football team, but historically, Pardubice's team was always there. There's a plan to turn it into a all-seater stadium, just under 5,000.
Right. Sounds about right.
Yep. City spent 7.5 million crowns drawing up the plans, getting architects who had specific instructions for it to reflect the work of Karol Řepka, who designed it in the 30s.
Right, good.
And City Council said no.
Oh.
Fuck that, by the way. I think that's a really bad thing because... First
such a nice idea.
Well, Pardubice as well. Like, Pardubice Stadium is in no state. You can get a maximum of 2,800 people in that stadium officially in Podvinice. Pardubice have, in the last couple of years, been knocking on the door to getting into the first league. Pardubice, big enough time to support a team. I would say, with their hockey and their basketball backgrounds as well, a team of a city of sports fans.
And the horse racing.
Would thrive in that league. And to the city council to basically say, no, we're going to reject your plans at the first stage is, I think, disgraceful.
Also, as a footnote to that, following the architectural style of Řepka is yet another nod to why they should do it. Because I think we mentioned before we went there the city is known for its kind of 20s, 30s Art Deco architecture, if they were sympathetic with that, because there is a huge amount of Art Deco architecture in part of it, so if they were sympathetic to that in their stadium designs and they were still rejected, shame on them.
I want to point out as well that this fight is not over, according to not only several campaign groups, but also FK Pardubice as well. So we'll be wishing them all the best, actually, in getting a stadium that's fit for their city.
Yeah.
Because it's a good city, and it's a city that deserves football. Mm-hmm. But the city council, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So that's my very first knot.
All right. I'm going to give you a very quick hot, because we've touched on it already, and my second hot is Czech train connections.
Nice.
Two very tight connections each way to Varnsdorf, including using different train operators.
Yes.
For the little trundle through southern Germany to Varnsdorf. On top of that, my other hot is open borders and the Schengen area, because we went through, like... Well, we went very briefly through Poland and then through southern Germany. Three countries in 20 minutes. That would have been a nightmare if it wasn't for the EU and Schengen. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that. Not saying anything else on that point. Do you have another hot?
Yeah, I'm going to qualify this hot with a couple of scores, first of all.
Okay.
Which are the top four of the Czech First League.
Mm-hmm.
Viktoria Plzeň 1, Příbram 1, Zlín 1, Slavia 0. Sparta Prague 1, Karvina 3,
mm-hmm.
and Bohemians 1, Jablonec 0.
So I'm going to say it's lower teams beating bigger teams.
No, my hot are the Tipsport bookies.
Okay.
Who have obviously ran absolutely riot at that weekend of extraordinary football.
Okay.
I had a very quick bonus knot, hot even as well,
okay,
which was related
quickly, yeah.
to this, which was also that... we had 52 at Varnsdorf as mm-hmm. Borovka fans, and slightly less to Borsko. And tonight, Bohemians are playing Barik Ostrava in the semi-final of the Czech Cup.
That's right.
And have put on a special train with six wagons. So my other hot, my alternative hot, was supporting your team. Because that's
yes.
A wonderful thing that's been happening. I think we're seeing away supporters go up in Czech football.
Yeah, actually doing something.
And that's
yeah.
fantastic. Like six carriages on a train.
It's good work.
Going to Ostrava from Prague on a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Fair play to Bohemians.
Yeah. I'll give you my final knot.
Good.
And it is two ex-Brignazzi heading for the drop.
Ooh, that's a good one.
With Lokeren.
Look at it in Belgium,
in the Belgian First Division A.
Yeah.
Now, Lukasz Maracek, former Zbrojovka midfielder who we sold to Sparta and then did bits and pieces, and has been at Lokeren for a couple of years now, and yeah. is 29 and in the prime of his career. And guess who's leading the line for them? Kuba Resnicek.
No way. Oh, of course, because he transferred from Pilsen.
Who, to be fair, still has his favoured number 37 shirt.
Yeah.
But they finished stone-stinking bottom of the First Division A a couple of weeks ago, actually. This is one I missed, so I'm catching up on this. In a 16-team league, there is one definite relegation place, and it's 16th. Because from 15th to 7th...
That bullshit playoff, right?
Yeah. from 15th to 7th, there is a Europa League playoff for reasons too insane to go into again here. Anyway, that is two ex-Brignazzi in a relegated team in Belgium. Mm-hmm. That is not hot
Good.
To me.
Not hot.
Final knot?
My final not hot is SK Lishen.
Oh, yes.
Who have completely fucked it.
Hey, Lishen. Joke.
Lishen, who had a comfortable lead, a really comfortable league, lost one game in the first half of the season in the Moravian Silesian Football League, have decided to lose pretty much all their games, aside from drawing and losing one, and have now the last game, I think, were resoundingly defeated by Velké Meziříčí 3-0.
Okay.
And now Hanácká Slavia Kroměříž, for the first time this season, have gone above them in the league in first place.
But I would be happy to go there.
I would be happy to go there, but I also feel obligated to support our a fellow team
yeah,
from Brno.
Of course, of course.
But they seem to have, since Christmas, absolutely shat the bed. And I don't know if that's because
we've got
taken Trichestal, because, and that's really ironic, I guess, because Tristel's doing the square root of fuck all for us, but...
Yeah, it would have been a much more mutually beneficial cause for him to have stayed there,
like,
I feel.
Who would have known that he could have scored bunches against, like, Otrokovice, but can't score against organised defences, you know?
Yeah, who knew?
Who knew?
Okay, we're running a little bit low on time, so we're going to do two previews very quickly. One of Sokolov, which we will be going to in... It's going to be the weekend after this, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, Christ. But hopefully we're going to be staying in Karlovy Vary.
Which I've never been to.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to that, actually. And then we've got a preview of Hradec Králové, who we've played away, but we are now hosting, and they're third, are they?
They've basically, like, what happened on Wednesday has now been reversed. So we were fifth and then went third, and now we're fifth and they've gone third. Yeah. So Sokolov as well have come back from the break, and they lost five in a row. Well done. But then since then, I mean, they had the worst record in the league, and then they somehow took 7 from 12. So they're ninth and above Vlashim, even. And Vlashim,
they're exactly one of those teams we're going to fall over, aren't they?
Yeah. Vlashim, who we've talked highly about here in the past. So unless they go on another run like before, they will not be in danger of going down.
Right, yeah.
I mean, the same as Naumo. Like, I don't bank Naumo to go down. I think they've got just enough quality to get them through the line, and I think Sokolov will be the same.
Also, Sokolov, shout out to any Czech club whose crest is two crossed hammers.
Yeah.
Always a
mining
history. Yeah, a brutal mining town.
And they're having a bit of disappointing, you know, season, as in they're not going to be up. They're probably not going to be down. So they've made two signings, and they've got a left midfielder from Boleslav, and they've got a centre forward in Martin Holek.
Right.
And Hradec Králové is probably the more interesting one, because they're our direct competitor
for that last place. Yeah.
And I like Hradec Králové. I like
as a place.
Yes, I like the team as well. I like how they've sort of set up the team as well.
Mm-hmm.
A few slip ups. They've lost to Varnsdorf and Jihlava, but that's fine. Drew with Viktorka, not fine. But otherwise, they're doing well. They're 3 points above us in third place, as we mentioned, that whole third fifth switch. They've been making some interesting signings in the sense they'd be buying from the league.
That is unusual.
Yeah,
I've got to say, that is unusual.
So they got Michal Liebl from Ústí nad Labem, who
also owns a chain of discount supermarkets.
Nice.
Oh, no, Liebl.
Oh, yeah. Right, Liebl. Okay. He's a decent left back. We saw him actually play against us in the away game.
Mm-hmm.
And he likes to get up the pitch. He scored 3 goals this season. I love this fact. He scored 3 goals this season. This technically places him fourth on the list of Hradec players with the most goals, although all of them have been for a different team.
That's brilliant.
I like that. I really like that. Like, so he's technically fourth. He's got, because he scored 3 goals, but none of them have been for Hradec Králové. I really like that. And I've also taken Jakub Šípek as well, back on loan. He was at Chrudim,
mm-hmm.
and I like this as well. So they repaid him from his loan spell at Chrudim.
Yeah.
By this weekend, they started him as the lone striker, because Hradec played a 4-2-3-1.
Yeah.
They played him as the top striker against him last weekend, and he scored.
Great.
I like that as well. Again, the one thing about Hradec Králové, which most people will realise, is they don't score enough. So you've got Vilkanova, who's their attacking midfielder, who's not really a striker, and he's been leading the line with 6 goals, which averages on his playing time at 306 minutes, I think, per goal. And he plays on the right in like a Stepanovski type role.
Sure.
They concede less than us. So I think we have conceded something like 14 more goals than them.
Yeah, I mean, like, when we went to their place, it was painfully obvious that scoring goals was their problem, and we scraped that win.
Yeah.
Like, it was fairly even, but they didn't have the cutting edge, and we weirdly for one day did. And that's how we got past them. That's it.
And because we've scored 12 more than them.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, again, that says a lot about the problems of Borovka. We just concede silly goals, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, even the Pardubice, which you were calling earlier as a complete performance, is still conceded, you know. So that's something
A stupid goal. Again, stupid goal we conceded.
It's tough to tidy up for sure. But we all know that Zborovka at home are a different beast from what they are away. I would love to do the double over Hranice Kralovec, and I think it's very achievable this season.
Absolutely.
I think they've got a good team, but I think we're a better team with...
We can be a better team.
Yeah, who just sort of like make very poor decisions at times, you know? So I'm hoping like the next... Basically, if the next three games that we're playing that we've been previewing on this podcast result in something like 7 points, then I think
that would be a fabulous.
That'd be fantastic.
Fabulous, points.
And hold. Actually, the one that I think we're going to maybe mess up on is away to Sokolov. But if we could get the double against Hradec Králové, I think it's a real boost for the squad. And then come and join us in 2 weeks' time, but we'll give an analysis of all this and, you know, whether we'll be right or wrong, I guess.
Indeed. So we're going to do a second part of, Sam,
Beer of the Pod. Cast
part two.
Part two.
Okay, so we have to leave a gap for the music to come in.
Oh, I forgot about that. I'm so sorry.
That's
David.
We have to leave a gap for the beer to come in, for the music to come in.
I mean, like, that's destroyed the illusion that this music is live behind us, isn't it?
Yeah, it really did.
I'm so sorry, listener.
Well, everyone was so convinced it was live behind us, but alas,
we're
going
to
destroy the illusion.
Next time, the best thing about this podcast, this whole podcast, is that I can blame this on Mike.
That's true.
Shout out, Mike. But I'm not drinking before this podcast again, because it's just going to go horribly.
Anyway, we've got another Klenot from the Hradec Králové Mieszczanski Pivovar. It's a Nefiltrovany, 12 degree. It looks just like a slightly cloudy looking regular lager.
Nefiltrovany.
Yeah.
So it's unfiltered beer. Yeah. I'm hoping it's going to be robust, unlike their defense.
Hey.
Satire. it's not even satire. On their... when we play them a week on Tuesday, or 2 weeks on Tuesday, let's say. This was, I believe, the brewery that treated us quite well at Hradec Králové, if I'm not mistaken.
Now, where was the one... No, that was part of it, so where we had the really kind of crappy, sort of watery food. The Hradec brewery...
Yes, we did, because we were there with our good friend and friend of the podcast, Petr Kucha. We went to just off the square in Hradec Králové. We went to this great pub where we enjoyed several fine beers, and I think it was this one.
Okay, well, either way, let's have another tink on that, and...
Again, tastes really fresh.
That's lovely. Really, really nice.
Nice 12.
Yeah. Good solid 12. And yeah, as Sam said, very fresh tasting. Straight from the fridge, this one as well. And it's... Yeah.
Oh! I'm very pleased about this, because I've been quite vociferous this season in saying that Hradec Králové was one of my favourite away trips. Even actually as a Zborovka supporter, because it was kind of not too difficult to get to. It's a nice town. There was some great beer. There's a really great lunch, which I keep talking about because I had crackling on my pork. And again, a sort of an iconic stadium, you'd say, almost. In Iconic in its shitness, you know.
Well, Podlazaki, famous for the floodlights that give the ground its name, of course. Which are being taken down, as is the whole stadium, unfortunately.
On that point of floodlights as well, just a quick mention to our friends at the Blansko Klobasa.
Yes.
Who have been running a poll recently on what they think are the best floodlights in Czech and Slovak football.
This is massively niche, but it's totally something I'm into. And it's the best floodlights in Czech and Slovak football.
Shout out to the boys, because you know they are fantastic in the support of their team and ground hopping in the Czech Republic. And if we can get more people involved in that sort of stuff, supporting not just league but local football,
yeah,
that's you know fantastic, and that's you absolutely. Will hopefully bring a lot more listeners to us, and also will you know make our own trips a lot brighter. So
indeed, yeah. So we are going to play out with, as is traditional, apart from last week when we had Paul Robeson.
That was amazing, though.
That was good. That was good, to be fair. We have got an English language original song played in Czech, and because over the last couple of weeks, we found many ways to win and many ways to lose. You see where I'm going with this link.
I enjoy this.
Yeah. This is. I didn't really think about this, but I'm going to plow on with it anyway. Mm-hmm. Many ways to win and many ways to lose. So I hope you will enjoy this song about a number of ways to do something else.
And as always, if you want to do something else as well, rather than listen, you can feel free to send us a message on at Zbrojovcast on Twitter, facebook.com/Zbrojovcast on Facebook, and even Zbrojovcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
And particularly, if you are SS Neumo right back Drew Connor, please feel free to mail us your availability so we can potentially talk to you over the next few weeks.
Such a slut, aren't you?
Yes, sir, I can boogie.
Okay, on that bombshell. Right, that's good night from me.
And it's good night from him.
Řekla, já nevím, proč se tváříš tragicky. Všechno je prosté, když budeš myslet logicky. Můžu ti pomoct, chceš-li být volný navždycky. Je přece 200 cest, jak s Bohem dávat. Řekla, víš, že se nechci do tvých věcí plést. A prosím, nemysli, že snad chci tě jenom svést. Jestli se omílám, pak zkus to ještě snést. Je přece 200 cest, jak s Bohem dávat. 200 cest, jak s Bohem dávat. Jen vymysli sám plán, nedumej proč, skoč, nebo znout svůj klíč, pryč, běž po svém si žít. Chyt příští vlak, pak už se nemusíš hádat, tak zadem se strach, ať smíš volný zazbít. Jen vymysli sám plán, nedumej proč, skoč, nebo zahoď svůj klíč, pryč, běž po svém si žít. Chyt příští vlak, pak už se nemusíš hádat, tak zadem se ztrať, ať smíš volný zazbít. Řekla ty hloupý, přestaň si to tolik brát. Přestaň se mračit, já teď chci se s tebou smát. Povídám, to je pěkné, tak zkus mi ještě popsat těch 200 cest. Řekla, pojď spát, noc přece na všechno lék zná. A možná, že snad zítřek lepší odpověď ti dá. Dala mi pusu a já připustil, že asi pravdu má. Je přece 200 cest, jak s Bohem dávat. 200 cest, jak s Bohem dávat. Jen vymysli sám plán, nedumej proč, skoč, nebo zahoď svůj klíč, pryč, běž po svém si žít. Chyt příští vlak, pak už se nemusíš hádat, tak zadem se ztrať, ať smíš. míš volný ze zpíš. Jen vymysli sám plán, nedumej proč, skoč, nebo zahoď svůj klíč, pryč, běž po svém si žít. Chyt příští vlak, pak už se nemusíš hádat, tak zadem se strať, ať smíš volný zaspít.